Here's a longtime MLBer and current MLB Network analyst, Ryan Dempster, back on Overdrive. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm great. How you doing?
We're doing really well. Thanks. We're just talking about this rule up in Toronto, and I'm sure it's going to be a league-wide mandate where Blue Jays are not allowed to play video games, you know, like an hour before first pitch, and Fortnite in particular. Did you have, at any point in your career, did you guys have to impose some rules because some players were either playing video games or on their phones or doing something in the clubhouse that didn't have basically their heads in the game, so to speak?
It was kind of that transition period. Towards the end of my career, the video games started to become a thing, and, you know, guys were pretty good about managing it, but just like anything, the more you start to do it, then you start to push the limits of, you know, how far you want to take that, and is it okay to be playing games right up to the minute? No, probably not. I don't think it's a malicious thing. I think guys just lose track or lose sight of why you're there, and, you know, I listened to a little bit what you're saying, and I think it is important. You are there doing a job, and let's try and put that stuff away. The less distractions we have, the better we can perform as athletes. So let's try and put our best performance on the field and be ready to go.
How did, like, the cell phone industry change the baseball world in terms of the clubhouse and the camaraderie and all that?
Yeah, well, you know, what happens, right, is, like, you go up to get a coffee from your locker or from the clubhouse, and you go grab a coffee, and you're like, let me text. Just check a text message. Next thing you know, you're in a text conversation and you're missing a half an inning. And have I ever done it? Yeah, I can admit I was guilty of it before. You know, I'm not starting a game, go up to get something, and, you know, you return a text message to your wife or your dad or whatever it is. But really, truly, that's not the time. And, you know, it wasn't something I made a habit of, but it's something that, you know, I think a lot of guys, especially when they're not playing, are guilty of. And, you know, there has to be some sort of balance. And, you know, like, for example, the phone gives you anxiety. Like, all of a sudden, you're out playing third base, you're like, I forgot to text my wife back about this. Well, you're thinking about the wrong things. And then you start snowballing. Well, I should probably do that, when the reality is, the way it used to be, if there was an emergency, they called the clubhouse and they said, hey, we need you. So other than that, you don't need your phone. You don't need your device. You don't need your iPad. You don't need video games. Take that break for that time to go out there and be a good teammate, be on the bench for your guys. And if you're playing in the game, you sure don't need that distraction leading into the game. So they're figuring out the right way to handle it all and make sure that guys are ready for games and ready to go.
With Ryan Dempster, the big news in baseball today, Mike Trout on the verge of signing a 12-year, $430 million deal to stay in L.A. with the Angels. If you're a longtime teammate of Mike Trout, What kind of gift are you expecting?
Mike's always pretty good about picking up the dinner tab anyway. So, and let's face it, most guys on his team are making a pretty good chunk of change as well. So, but no, you know, good for him. I'm super happy for Mike. He's my favorite player in the game for multiple reasons. It's not even his performance on the field. It's the way he plays the game. He runs just as hard out of the box if he pops up to the third baseman as he does if he hits the ball in the gap. He goes about his business the right way. He's a role model to the young kids that come to the ballpark, the ones that are watching him on TV. He's always making time for autographs and taking a picture, and he really puts playing the game of baseball as the first and foremost thing he wants to do, and anything else is secondary. And you know, just an incredible day for him and his family, and once it's all finalized, an incredible day for the Angels as well, and kind of the statement that he said going forward and what he wants to do there.
Ryan, we were talking about in the last hour about how unassuming he is, though. I mean, I played in the NHL, and I played against stars that were, I mean, superstar players, but they just went about their business. They weren't very quiet. They weren't boisterous personalities, but they just did their job. Is that how you would equate a guy like Mike Trout? Because I think we all know he's an amazing player, but we don't know much about the personality. He's just very unassuming.
Yeah, no, he is. And, you know, the thing about Mike is he keeps things simple in life. Mike likes to hunt. He likes to play golf. He likes to lift weights. He likes to play baseball. He loves his Philadelphia Eagles, and he loves his family. And, you know, the family first, that's the most important thing. And he keeps it really simple to that. It's not about the big commercial he can do or the endorsements he can, the money he can make doing those kind of things. It's about the product on the field, and that's what's most important to him. And he really keeps it simple that way. He doesn't need to go to every, you know, celebrity outing or this charity event or this, you know, big awards dinner. He tries to just really keep it unassuming. And he feels like performing on the field is the most important thing, and everything else is, you know, is what it is. And so, you know, for him, a contract like this, he doesn't want to feel like he's abandoning his teammates in Anaheim or, you know, the fans of Anaheim. He wants to bring a world championship to the Angels and to do something he hasn't accomplished. He's won MVPs, finished second and runner-up multiple. He's done all these personal things. But I know this. I know what it means to him to bring a winning atmosphere and playoff-type atmosphere to Anaheim and a championship back to Artie Moreno and to the Angels. So I think that's part of what's driven him with this contract. Listen, he got paid. Money, but that was never in question. He was going to get that no matter what happened. So this was about more about what he could do to continue his legacy, to play somewhere for a long period of time, his entire career, like Derek Jeter, like Cal Ripken Jr. And I think it's just so tremendous what he as to what they're all about there and what he wants to bring back there.
Well, and that's where, you know, I gotta give him credit for having that type of faith. Because the ownership has always spent money. You know, they have spent a lot of money. The Pujols deal, the Josh Hamilton deal, they went out there and got Ohtani. But he's been there. Mike Trout has been there for 8 years. He's been in the playoffs once. And the one time they got in, they got swept. Like, this is a big commitment. 12 years, basically the rest of your career. And, you know, it's a classic, hey, I pulled my weight scenario. Mike Trout pulls his weight every single time he's on the field. But why should Mike Trout or anybody believe that the Angels are going to figure this out and actually compete for a World Series?
Well, in baseball, you're very quick. Artie Moreno has proven, like you just said, that he's willing to spend money. That Josh Hamilton deal is no longer on the books. That C.J. Wilson deal is no longer on the books. And in short order of time, the Albert Pujols deal won't be on the books. And it can change really quickly there. You can put together a winning ball club right away. They made a lot of one-year deals on pitchers that could end up paying off, and if they don't get to where they want, they could trade those guys away and get pieces to build towards the immediate future and their long-term future. But for Mike Trout, you got to understand something. It means something to him. You know, we're in a world where guys quickly leave for the biggest buck somewhere, and Mike Trout got the biggest buck. I get that. Or the biggest stage. Or, hey, you can go to the Yankees or Red Sox or Astros or Cubs or whatever, and you can go to the playoffs. Mike wants to go to the playoffs for the Angels. He wants to see something through and finish something that he started there. And I think, to me, I hold that in such high regard, because it's always easy to say, oh, I'll go somewhere else and win something. Why not do it right where you're at and figure out a way to be a part of that all at the end? Wouldn't that be so much more gratifying to see your team come back from somewhere where you've only been to the playoffs for 3 games in your career to all of a sudden get to a point where you're at a team that's competing every year for a championship? And I think that's really what he wants to do. And I think that's why you see him not worry about free agency and not even come close to it and just say, I want to be here for my entire career. The name on the front of this jersey means more to me than the name on the back, and I want to represent that and be a leader on and off the field. He does that as good as anybody in baseball. Without even trying, he just goes out there and he's just himself, and that proves to be good enough day in, day out.
Oh, that's a great point. We always appreciate the insight and the time. Thank you for doing it, Ryan. We'll do it again down the road.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great night.
There's Ryan Dempster, longtime pitcher, World Series champ, MLB Network analyst, one of the great Canadian baseball players of all time.